Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I guess that's how you say it, to start the show off with our guest today. Mr. Augie Johnson. If anybody out there has been listening to the news or on this planet, I know you guys have heard about it. So let me see as I guess with this. Mr. Johnson, you in the building?
Bueno, bueno. Bueno. ¿Qué pasó?
Does that mean the plane has landed, or you're trying to find the rise to sit down in or something? I don't know. But anyway, welcome to the show, my friend. How you doing today?
All right, brother. Blessed, man. As every day when I get up and smile, even when I don't hear from you, I'm still blessed.
Oh, well, that means
Hello?
You're double blessed now. That means you
double
blessed.
Oh, is that what
blessed.
It means? Well, I'm with you on all that. I'm with you.
You
I'm with you, my brother.
Because you're here with yours truly. But anyway, man, listen. I'm
yes,
hearing
sir.
All kind of stuff that's going on out there in the world, man. I mean, your name's been popping. It's all over the news. It's all over the internet. And I don't know, man. Hopefully you can bring some clarity to this, man, because I thought I wasn't a godfather no more.
Well, life is what you make it, man. You know what I'm saying? I go along with the flow. You know, like me, I've always been in the background because I don't boast what I do. You know what I'm saying? Anything I do in life, I do it because I love it. I don't expect anything from it. So therefore, I don't try to do anything or try to come up or try to ride on anybody or anything like that. I just basically, you know, do my thing, and hopefully with God's help, I'll, you know, be successful. But in the meantime, like I said, in this situation right here, you know, I was laying in my bed, and then all of a sudden people start calling me and asking me questions and everything. You know, I merely tell the truth, and the truth from what I know it, because everybody has their own truth. It's like what he said, what they said, and what's really happening. Now,
hold
what
up,
I
let
say,
me let me preface this right quick, man, because we may have some listeners just called in. But if you guys just joined us, the calling number is 347-308-8747. Press number 1 on your phone. Let us know that you're there. You're more than welcome to join the conversation. But we're speaking with Mr. Augie Johnson, and I guess if you guys paid any attention to the show, it's about some controversy in regards to Michael Jackson, B. Howard, and I guess Augie Johnson. And we're talking about who's the daddy, because obviously some people don't know, or they forgot, or they're trying to remember. But hopefully we can get some clarity. Now, I'm sorry, you can go ahead now.
Okay, well, basically, you know, people are going to believe what they want to believe. And like I said, when I know within my heart of what's happening, like I've talked to a few people, you know, and the bottom line was, like they said, about DNA and all that, you know, I'm cool with that. You know, I'm not trying to force nothing because, you know, I don't, you know, that doesn't make any difference to me. Like, in other words, as a father or as a person, when you're living in this world and you're dealing with human beings and people with life and love in their soul with a mind, like DNA is just a part of that, but DNA is not the action. So I don't love DNA. I love the person. So like I said, from my knowledge, B is my son. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he's got qualities like Michael Jackson. He sings like Michael Jackson. He looks like the new Michael Jackson, you know, the new face thing, you know, that made him look more like him.
Wait, let me ask you that, because it was a question, because we had some people that hit us up earlier today, and they asked that question. Did Brandon have any kind of facial work done, or was anything like that done?
Oh, not to my knowledge.
Okay.
Not to my knowledge. See, I've always been, like, in the background, you know, like, you know, all the stuff I've done in my past as far as the music and background and stuff like that. So, therefore, like, when they get into those kind of situations, I really don't have any comment because I don't know about all of that stuff. I just know what I know,
right?
And what me and B have talked about, you know. So, you know, that's basically it, man. You know, like I said at the beginning, you know, you were there. You know, when we started years and years ago with Side Effect,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And you know, we had a different things going on, but it started back a long time ago. Ask me some questions.
I just want to
know. I got all kind of answers, So I'd rather you ask me
questions.
I just
want to know how come it's always the mama's baby and the daddy's maybe. You know, why is that?
Because that's real. Because in life is real. It's always the mama's baby because it came out the mama's womb, and the daddy could have been anybody. In this case, I think the daddy is me. As far as I know, it's me. You
hey,
know what I'm saying?
And I don't want to ask you. I don't want to ask you how come the mama ain't saying nothing because I don't know what you might say.
Well, I mean, you know, that's her prerogative. She might not want to say anything because she doesn't want to get involved in it. You know, I don't know. You know, like I said, I can't ever speak for anyone else. I can only speak for myself. But the thing is, you know, sometimes people say things that they shouldn't say about different people. The good thing about it, I ain't said anything bad about me except for people bashing me, talking about I ought to get off the bandwagon or I should stop all of this and everything. I didn't start nothing. They came to me. Like I said, I just tell the truth. I'm not trying to roll or trying to do anything like that. I'm just me. Like, I've always been me. If you go back and look at one of my conversations back in the days, I'm saying, you know, it's just me. I just got a lot of music in me, and I love what I do. I don't expect anything for it. But with blessings, I've been able to survive and do the right thing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm still looking for a future. At my age, I'm still looking for a future. So I'll tell anybody out there, don't ever give up because you never know what tomorrow may bring.
Well,
you know,
just so you know, he's still my guy's son because I remember when he was a little boy, you know what I'm saying? That's all I knew.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I ever know, you know what I'm saying? And I know he comes from talented parents, so it doesn't, what I'm trying to say,
well,
it doesn't surprise me much that he has talent and ability. I mean, because you and Mickey both have that. So I'd probably be a little bit more upset if he didn't have no talent.
Yeah. Well, you know where it all started. You know, I'm a great teacher. You know what I'm saying? And like I say, and the good thing, I like you say, you were there when he was a kid, and that's what I love about you. You were there when I was a kid. You know, you watched
when
me grow up.
When he was a kid.
You
know? No.
I said,
no.
When I was a kid. No, you was there when I was a kid too.
When he was, man.
Come on, don't try. Hey, come on, man. This is me.
You forgot you told me.
We've been together for a long
time. You forgot.
I learned
you
a lot of stuff
everything.
From you, man.
You forgot you told me everything I know, right?
Oh, well, we turn it around now. Okay, it's cool. Everybody knows he's really my uncle.
I just want your ego to kick in right now. You forgot you taught me everything I know, right?
You say Uncle LP?
Okay. Anyway, if anybody just called in, want to join us, call in numbers 347-308-8747. Press number 1 on your phone. Let us know that you're there. We'd love to have you. Hold on. Let me see who we have right here. 404, you're on live.
Hello. I've been just sitting here listening to y'all, and I'm still trying to find out, do I or do I not have another nephew? This is Millie Jackson.
What's going on, Millie Jackson? Yeah, has he been your nephew?
Has who been my nephew?
Who's your nephew?
All of Joe Jackson's children.
Yeah, well, he can still be your
nephew. This is why
I'm
trying to find out if I do or if I do not have another nephew.
Well, I'm trying to let you know. If you had a nephew before, you have a nephew now. Why should anything change?
Oh, I don't know. I'm just, you know.
Because I would love you to be.
Stuff,
I would love you to be.
I'm trying to find out what's going on. I like to
Well,
know
I'm trying
myself.
To tell you. Well, so far, like I say, from my knowledge and from me being there and all this kind of stuff, he's my son. And I'm happy that you he's your nephew. I'll be your brother, please. I got some songs for you, too. Yeah, I'm serious. I got all, you check on you all my discography and all my history. I got songs for you. You know,
all I'm saying is Michael Jackson is the daddy, then that means, you know, since Michael is my nephew, then he'd have to be my nephew too. So I'm asking the question, do I have another nephew or don't I?
And I will tell you the same thing again. If he was your nephew before, he's your nephew now. And like I said, as far as I'm concerned, he's not, he's my child.
Oh,
now,
Joe
you know,
child. He's not Michael's
yeah, but,
child.
And from the media, I've heard he was Michael's child, and then they left Michael, then he went to Joe. Then they said for a minute, they said somebody else, I forgot who it was, but you know what I'm saying, hey, what can I say? You know, everybody going to think what they want to think. I know in my
but
heart,
see,
like
I
said, that's why
I call in. I don't want to think? I want to know. So you, since you say it's your child, then I guess it's really not my nephew, right?
No, he's still your nephew.
You just go give him this.
No, I'm not giving. He's been your nephew. He was his nephew before you knew I was his daddy, so he should still be your nephew now.
But I
still
know
love
Millie,
you.
Millie,
I still love
Millie,
you because
I
love
I
all
think,
your stuff.
Millie, I think we're
going to love
go,
the right
song
for you.
Hey, Millie, I think what we're going to do, I think we're going to let Augie run for president because he's a politician like a mother. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
He's a politician.
Okay, you know.
But see, by you saying that, by you saying that, you might be saying that I'm lying, like, that he's not my son. I'm using it. So you can't say I'm a politician.
No, but if it's
no.
your son and it's not
I'm
my
PR.
Son, then it's not my nephew.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Well, I don't want you to be hurt. I'm just
well, you already hurt me.
This.
You said if he's not his son, I mean, he's not your nephew. Me, you cutting my son off just because he don't have that DNA. So did you have DNA love or human love?
No, no. But, see, I don't know him, period.
Well, then that should make it even easier for you to say
so,
he's still
so
your
I'm
nephew.
I'm just trying to find out because I don't know him, and I don't
mm-hmm.
know you. So
you know me
why,
now. You're talking to me.
Why am I trying to jump into
Millie.
My family?
Millie. Millie, my name is Augie.
Hello, Augie.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Augie Johnson.
Hello,
and I love
Augie
your stuff. I've loved your stuff from the beginning, Miss Millie Jackson.
We can have love. We just can't
and you know
have
what?
Relatives.
And since we talk about things, you might have heard one of my artist records, Ross Shaw, I Won't Let My Baby Down, American Blues Network, last year.
Well, I don't listen too much
okay.
when I'm on my computer.
Uh-huh.
I like to, you know, I'm old school.
You like to get into this stuff.
Yeah. and the only reason I'm getting into this is because of LP.
Okay. Now, that's the only reason I'm getting into it.
I'm the deputy.
I feel you. Well, see, he's my guy. He's my guy, too. Like I told you, he's been my uncle for years. He watched me grow up. When he was in high school,
hey,
I was just getting
you.
Out of
wait,
elementary.
Wait.
See, he been lying to me. He didn't tell me. He didn't tell me he was old enough to watch you grow up.
Oh, man, come on. Don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you. We got good blood in our family. Don't let him fool you. That's Uncle LP, man.
Okay.
Bro, why you been telling stories, man? See, you, hey, you just trying to get in the media too, man. God, dog.
See, no, see, if wasn't nobody on the line right now, you'd be talking about you taught me the music business. You taught me how to sing. You taught me everything I know.
Oh, he one of them kind.
I don't know why he's trying to be all humble now. Probably because he's been all on TMZ and EMZ and FBI
well,
and everything
you,
else.
Millie,
huh?
Millie, let me
huh?
tell you something, though, sweetheart. On the serious side, like I'm saying, like from my heart, my knowledge, from my experience, and from April 2nd, he's been my son. And like you say, in the world, it's always mommy's baby, daddy's maybe, because it comes out the womb, and everybody knows that. So there's always a question mark on the daddy unless they look exactly like you. If they don't look exactly like you, then, you know, there's a question to people.
Well, but see, when you talk about DNA, you can go way back, and they can be looking like your great-great-grandfather or somebody.
Exactly, exactly.
And still be yours.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. But then people will say, uh-oh. Because let me just tell you one little story. In my family, I'm not going to mention any names, but in my family one time, one of my relatives was having a child. And my family, like everybody's family, sometimes go on the wrong track. And they talk about this girl, and they just talk about it. It wasn't my people's baby, and blah, 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 and gang, 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 and all this time. And they just downed her. For like 9 months, the baby came out, looked exactly like my people. They couldn't get away with it. And I just watched everybody turn around and watch. Because, see, I'm always on the outside looking in, then you don't get in any trouble.
Uh-huh.
You feel me?
I feel you.
And see, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. The truth always surfaces. You don't have to press it. I don't have to prove to anybody anything like that, you know, because people are going to believe what they I could prove it, show anything. There's some people out there going to still believe it. And then some people are going to believe it's not. And the people, other people that know me know what's happening. But the bottom line is, like I said, I love him. He's my son as far as I know. And even if we had DNA and they said it wasn't my DNA, he's still my son. I still love him because I wasn't loving the DNA at first. I was loving him.
Okay. That sounds like you're a pretty good daddy to me.
I am. You know, if I can be, I'll put it like this. Let me tell you the real. If I can be, I will. If I'm not allowed to be, I can't.
Okay.
Oh, we gonna have to say that right there for the Sunday show right there. Cause see, I got a lot to say about that. That if you can be stuff, cause seem like I don't know that we gonna say that one for that show.
All right. Well, in that case, I'm gonna leave y'all alone. How about that?
Yeah, don't forget me now that you know me.
Hey,
now check me out since you know me. Find out about me.
See, I'm an old biatch. But by the time I hit this button, I'm gonna be done. Forgot your name.
I know you will.
I remember faces, but names. I think it's a handicap.
Let me tell you how you remember my name. My name is Doggy without the D.
Okay.
So if you see, you know what you say, Doggy, take away the D,
and
it's Doggy.
Sometimes you could capitalize the D, but right before you go,
boy, you funny, man. You got jokes, man. Y'all go on that show. Yeah. Hey, Millie, but if you get a chance, you can check out some of my records that I got out there, you know.
Okay.
I got some CDs out there. I'll get it on Melindy Records. On iTunes and Amazon.
Okay.
It's called Confessions and Innuendos, and I got this lady named Lena Lloyd that I'm doing, and I got a tribute to Billie Holiday that Lamont's going to play a little bit that she's doing, and, you know, some new singles on my label and everything. You know what I'm saying? Right now, my label, I hope people know about it, Melindy Records, you know.
Okay. All of LP's time doing advertisement.
I
have a new single out too called Black Bitch Crazy.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Yeah, I like that one. Hey, you know what? I got a song called Black Beauty that I'm gonna send to Lamont. Got your information. I'm gonna send you this song.
Okay.
It's called Black Beauty.
Okay.
And Mickey singing it.
Okay. Y'all be good if you can.
All right, sweetheart.
Hey, hold on one second.
Thank you very much.
Hold on one second. Millie, hold on one second before you go.
Okay.
And it's nice meeting you.
You too, Augie.
Terry, are you there? Hello, Terry, you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
I want to introduce you to, I hear you loud and clear. I want you to introduce you to Millie Jackson. Millie Jackson, this is Terry Johnson, the director of the film, the writer of the script and the movie. So I just wanted to make that introduction.
Oh, you want to introduce me to a star.
Hi, Millie. How you doing?
Hi, Terry. He's trying to hook me up with a very talented person.
No, I wanted to tell you that fruitcake was awesome.
Oh,
thank you for that.
I cook better than I sing.
You
have
to try
it though. Cake was good. And Mr. Augie Johnson.
Yes, ma'am.
Huh?
Augie, how you doing, Augie? This is Terry.
Hey, how you doing, Terry, baby?
I'm doing good.
Well,
I just wanted to give you a shout out and let you know that I'm supporting you and I respect what you say as a man. I really like how you're handling the situation.
Thank you, sweetheart.
The DNA comes out, if it comes out to be different, then you, technically, yes, you are still the father, you know, and I can respect you for that. And I really hope everything works out and, you know, this is all hashed out because it's just a bunch of crap right now.
I know. Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate that. But see, I try to take look at the good side of everything because, like I said, my name ain't been out there like this in ages. So, so I just, you know, I'm just being me. Like I said, I'm just being me. Everybody, they call me, and I just tell the truth. You know, I'm not trying to hunt down nobody. I'm not trying to seek this. I'm not trying to get all this and all this. You know what I'm saying? Because God's will happen. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, the truth will surface. And, you know, the bottom line is, regardless of the truth surfaces or not, it doesn't have anything to do with my life. Like I said, a couple more people know about me now than then. As a matter of fact, I got a couple jobs since then, so I'm happy.
Right.
Oh, can I crack the rules?
But the thing is, I mean, you know, it's sometimes it's like it's hard, but see, I'm a strong individual, and the thing is, like, you know, it doesn't feel good inside at all. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's not going to bring me down. Because, like I said, if you're strong and you have faith in God, you have no problems. If people say they believe in God and they believe that, they shouldn't trip.
Don't you still owe me some money for Pampers?
Huh?
Don't you still owe me some money for Pampers?
No, I gave you the food stamps. Remember, we traded. You took food stamps and I got the Pampers. You forgot that? We let everybody know all your business now.
I did, really.
I'm going to leave, though.
Hey, but like I said, Terry, thank you. I appreciate it.
Nice meeting everybody. Millie J signing out.
See
you. Thank you so much for calling
Bye,
in.
Millie.
Be good. Keep
All
warm
right.
down there.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Yeah, Terry. Well, you know, pretty soon they're probably going to have us, you know, depending on how old I am. I hope they don't try to say I'm your daddy or something. Because we Johnson.
Yeah, listen. I'm gonna play some music and I'm gonna come right back and I'm gonna talk about that.
Which one you gonna play? You gonna play one of mine or somebody else?
I don't know. You tell me.
Which one you gonna play?
That's
a new single. Huh?
Thought you said you weren't gonna lie no more. Told me you'd be home about 10. Called the job, thought you were working late. Somebody said that you never came in. Got with my girl and we all went out just to occupy my time. While all the while I was thinking about you and what I'd do if I caught you out.
I'm sick and tired of your ghetto.
Drove around trying to spot you out, even caught up with your old boy Slim. Something shady, something just ain't right, 'cause you be always getting high with him. Not even a phone call, not even a say goodnight. I'm tired of the bullshit, and I'm tired of this ghetto.
Your ghetto tactics
and your ghetto tactics.
said and exactly where I was at. Yeah. You know, you don't never believe, you always believe your girlfriend, you know?
Wow.
You make me sick.
What? Make you sick. If you only knew how you make me feel. You know, it's all about you, huh? Ain't never about nobody but you, right? Yeah. Look at your girlfriend, that's why they ain't got no man. And you listening at them, pretty soon you ain't gonna have one either. Yeah. Really though, yeah, check yourself. Yeah, you ghetto too.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. Yeah, I'm keeping it locked every Wednesday at I Am Indie, where you get your smooth urban hip-hop, independent music, baby. From 2 p.m., hosted by my man, K.D., putting it down. I Am Indie. Check it out.
Yeah, if you just joined us, we're rolling with our guest today, Mr. Augie Johnson. And we're talking about his son, Brandon. And we just got listened to one of Mr. Johnson's songs. What's it called, Mr. Johnson? Ghetto Life?
Ghetto Tactics.
Ghetto Tactics. Well, and that was the yeah. shit, man.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. Yes, that's on our label, Melindy Music. On you know, you can pick it up. On, I mean, well, that was not out yet. That won't be out for like 2 weeks. But it's on Melindy, and you know the other records is on Melindy. Augie Side Effect, About Time, and that's the title of it, About Time. And then they have Confessions and Innuendos, the J Smooth Review. That's the album on our Melindy Records that has all of our artists on it, you know, and they're all in Lena Loy, the Love Chronicles, all on iTunes, Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble, all those places. But the Ghetto Tactics going to come out later for all the ghetto people, because we all ghetto
all right.
to a certain degree.
Let me see who's
you know
calling me. We got another call. Let me see who this is. 702, come on through the door.
Hey, how's it going, Lamont?
I'm good, brother. I'm riding with the windows down and the air conditioner on and the music up, you know, enjoying life, you know. How you doing today?
I'm good.
Yeah, man. You ride with the windows down? I'm on the bus, man. What's up
just
with that, bro?
What's going on with you, Augie?
Hey, brother, you know how I'm saying. You know me. You know me, I'm the same way I've always been and always will be, man. I got love in my heart, and I wake up blessed.
Oh, yeah, it's been a long time, man. This is Stan, Dovey.
Oh, Dovey, what's up, my brother?
You got it, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You know what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
You were fighting from way back.
Dovey, you remember
no, don't
this
try
to,
I know
guy.
What you're going to say, Lamont.
No, you don't. Dovey, you
yeah,
remember
you
this
right.
guy used to pass us up and down the street on 83rd and West, and he used to stop. He used to stop right there in the corner, and he would look right at me, and he'd say, "You want to ride?" And then every time
right
I start
up.
Walking toward the door, he'd smash out.
Right on 79th and Western.
Yep. You know where it is. You know where it is. You know where it is.
I couldn't roll deep, man, because you always had about 100 people with you all the time. Now, you and Dobie would have been cool, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but I had to have my posse, dude. All superheroes have posses.
Oh, I know. I feel. I'm scared of you, man.
But see, the thing is, you know, earlier on, Dobie, I think you might have missed it, but he was telling me that I was older than him. But see, he had
see,
a
I knew he wanted to wait to say that
he
later,
had a
Dobie.
For you.
Yeah. Hey, I heard it all, but I know the truth.
Uh-oh.
Yes,
all right. All right, I'll confess. I taught him everything, you know.
Yeah.
Almost.
I remember sitting in band, you know what I'm saying, when I was trying to learn some stuff. I was even trying to learn how to read music. See, you was already there, but you know, I understand. 'Cause you know,
it's all right, brother. You know,
yeah.
You do it well. Okay, it's all right. You are. It's all right. But I don't know. Everybody always say, "Boy, you look like his older brother." And I said, "No, he." I said, "No, no, Lamont's my younger brother. He just looks that way." But
God.
It's all right. Let's get back to business, man. You're getting personal here, man. You're getting personal. All
right, man. Well, I really don't
I have to tell some of your personal business.
I'm really not going to do that. So we're going to play. How about Believe, Augie? Who's that? Tell us about that.
Okay, Believe is also by Lena. That was the lady on the first, Lena Loy, and it's called Believe. Now, you can pick that up on iTunes. It's on the J Smooth album, Confessions and Innuendos, iTunes, Amazon, all that, and it's called Believe. It's a story about what's going on right now. It's a story about me and everybody out there that's got some love, and even if they don't love, you know, you got to have this belief. So, you know, yeah, that's the story, man. Because I believe in everything I do, and I believe I'm not going to ever stop believing in anything unless it's proven otherwise.
All right, good people. Put your ears
on. I said you should have segued into that, man. I try to set you up, man.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is I wanted to let everybody know that I do play other people's music that's not on World Movement Records. That I repeat, that's not on World Movement Records. That's
but affiliated with.
Records.
But they're affiliated with World Move Records. They're affiliated
with. We don't hate over here that we do play other people's music too.
Yeah, because other people are friends that are affiliated with you.
That's why
that
we don't go
always,
by each
if
other.
If you believe, see, if you believe, maybe, you know, believe. That's all I'm saying, believe. We'll get
but that's
hate.
Why we're going to go, as soon as this show's over, we're going to go buy each other's records, just as soon as we get through with this show.
I'm trying
so,
to tell you. I'm trying to tell you. Well, you should let me hear some of the records. Hello?
Yeah, we're going to go buy each other's records right after this, y'all. Put y'all
audience,
ears on
he didn't hear that part. He didn't hear that.
I heard that part, too, but I was trying to
I know.
It.
Okay, Dobie, I said he played off. Okay. See, Dobie, no.
Hello.
Augie Johnson.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah,
so it's all about Believe, man.
Did you produce that, wrote it? What did you do?
Yes. Yeah, I produced it, wrote it, and Lena Loy sang it. And she's, what can I say? The girl has many voices. And we got a little thing that we're coming out with. We're doing a tribute to Billie Holiday she wanted to do. So I did a little thing on that. You have all of that, brother, because you're my brother. You get all the before us.
No, that's a wonderful
one thing. I could say one thing about you, though, to the people, all your listeners. One thing about, you know, I'm just a little slow because I'm old school. I know you by the old thing, you know what I'm saying? But one thing about you, he's been my friend for many, many years when I was up and when I was down. I wasn't down too much, but, you know, he was always there. And I appreciate you, brother. You're my partner, a real friend. And you can bear, and can I know this is your station. Can I just give a shout-out to another radio personality?
Sure you can.
Okay.
Cause I'm gonna charge,
that's the big boy.
Because I'm going to charge you later anyway.
But I just want to say one of my other good friends is Big Boy in the morning, man, because like I said, you know, when he's always been there for me, man, and like I said, anything you guys could do for me, man, I was always happy. I was always happy, you know. As a matter of fact, B was on his first record, remember, Married to My Microphone.
Yeah, I remember. Yep.
That was B. How was first like, yeah.
Yeah. I remember when we worked on the first little project with a Big Boy.
Mm-hmm. Basketball King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, listen, we got this other song queued up, Augie. Good morning. Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay. Well, the thing about that is, Lena, I've been working with Lena for a while. We've done all kind of things, but her thing is like in other words, I produce and I do all kind of stuff, but my whole thing really is kind of like big band doo-wop, you know what I'm saying? I call my music R&B bop, you know what I'm saying? I like that big band stuff, and it just so happened when I met her, we was doing a lot of stuff, we playing around, and one day she said, you know what? This is a little thing I was listening to. She said, this is a little something. Well, I forgot what she said, but she said she wanted to do a tribute to Billie Holiday. So I said, that's cool because that's right up my alley. I love that because, you know, that's the real music, man. You know what I'm saying? That's why we can do it today, because it's real music. It's not hooks and it's not, you know, novelty. It's real music. So we said, let's do it. And I did a little arrangement on it, and she sang it, and hey, we're not quite finished. I'm just letting you hear the little rough mixes of it because this is just serious, serious demo of it because I got to finish putting some stuff on it. You know how they do it.
Right.
But, you know, it's, you know. So I hope everybody likes it.
Those of you just joined us, we're kicking with Mr. Augie Johnson, and we're talking about the discrepancy with his son, B. Howard, and the Michael Jackson thing. Press number 1 on your phone. Let us know if you want to join us. If you want to call and holler at us live, hit us at 347-308-8747, and we might let you in. I know. I'm playing, though. We'll let you in. But anyway, we're going to put your ear on this one. Like I always say, turn the air conditioner on, let your windows down, then turn your music up. Put your ear on this one, y'all. It's called Good Morning.
Good morning, heartache, you old gloomy sight. Good morning, heartache, thought we said goodbye last night. I turned in house till it seemed that you had gone. But here you are with the dawn. Wish I'd forget you. You're here to stay. It seems I met you when my love had gone away. Thought you'd stay up, I
Yeah, you like that? Yeah, thank you, bro. Hey, I'm gonna, she's going to call you right now, man. Is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, well, Lena's about to call you right now. I just talked to her because, yeah, she's on and cracking, you know. That's her on all the songs. See, that's my project, man. I love her, you know what I'm saying? You know, and she's on and cracking. But she's got a website, Lena Loy, L-O-I.
Beautiful, 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 beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah. I think so, man. And, you know, like I said, and I appreciate you, my brother. I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying?
Well, thank you. It's always good to be appreciated because we don't get enough of that. And while I got you here, man, I want to play you a little something from World Movement Records. It's our new release.
Okay.
Our vocalist is called Too Late to Cry. This is Miss Charlie Starr from Yours Truly. I got you. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our little ditty from World Movement Records. That's available everywhere. In Grooves, Fontana, Universal. You can get it right here at worldmovement.com. Available anywhere fine music is sold. Go out and support your buy. Quit buying them strange women all them drinks and get a CD or get a download from your good people over here, Augie Johnson. Lamont Patterson, World Movement. You know, we out here trying to make music for the world. You know, we could be out, you know, peeping through people's windows and stuff.
Hey.
I don't know where that shit came from.
Hey, did Lena call?
Hold on, let me see who we got right here.
Yeah.
818, you live on IMND.
Yeah, that's her.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, sing a little bit. Good morning. Give me some good morning.
It's not morning.
Well, give me some ghetto text. Give me some ghetto text. Give me something.
Oh, you talking about sing.
Yeah, baby, what
I'm
you think I'm talking about?
State Street.
Oh, you walking down the street?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I wish it was
raining. Just look crazy. See, Augie used to tell us in about 75 years ago, he said if you're a singer, you could sing anywhere. They can give you a cardboard box, a milk crate, and you could sing. He said the studio singers, they need all the gadgets, gear, amplifiers, sequences,
mm-hmm.
all the
voice, vocal
singer can sing
oh,
anytime
Lord.
They call the phone.
Okay. I heard that. If you can hear me over the traffic.
We hear you loud and clear,
see,
real good.
See, I was concerned about the traffic.
Hey, but listen.
We don't even hear no traffic. All we hear is your beautiful voice.
Augie, the host is talking. Okay. Hush.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm not going to even let him do that to you. But what I am going to have him do, I'm going to have him schedule a date, and I'm going to have you come back on the show so we could do you, so we could talk to you and do you the way you're supposed to be done. How's that?
That sounds great.
All right, that's what we're going to do. We ain't going to have you singing out in the traffic, you know, like you're trying to sing for food. And you got a basket, you know what I'm saying, or a little trained monkey or something. You know, we ain't going to do you like that. We're going to have you.
People
told me
we don't lie no more.
We're
going to
treat you like
you
started. Oh, how
you that alone we can something gone. I can't stand them ghetto ass people. Ooh.
You gotta let me hear it.
Anyway,
I'm
listen.
Sick and tired of your ghetto tactics.
What? I can only hear you sing. I can only hear you sing. I can't hear no words.
But listen. We only got a minute mm-hmm. left in the show, man. So, we're going to have you bring her back, and we're going to do it the way it's supposed to be done. But I want to thank you for coming on the show, you know, talking about what some would consider, you know, personal stuff. But I thank you for coming out. Thank you for bringing your artists on. Thank you for playing your music. And we definitely going to schedule a date for her to come back, and we could do her, Mr. Johnson.
So you like her music, huh?
You heard
is
that,
she
Mr.
A singer?
Johnson?
Well, yeah,
yes,
I like
okay,
her
yes.
music, but, hey, look, I like her music, but even if I didn't, I would support you. So, but it's a good thing that I do like her music. So that's a double win.
Thank you.
All right. And
so
she's right, sweet,
man.
Too.
And I don't know about all that. But anyway, I want to thank Millie Jackson. I want to thank Millie Jackson for joining us, too. Stan the Man from Vegas holding it down. Terry from Culture Pearls Entertainment. I want to thank everybody.
Yeah, Terry.
Come back next week, same time. Yeah.